welcome to this edition of the Retail Gazette Unpacked podcast. I'm your host, Kieran Howells, and today we're talking about the Golden Quarter. A chaotic time in retail, of course, but one where there are some incredible gains to be made. And we have Claire Davis with us today. She is the Managing Director of GXO Direct, a company that is helping lots of retailers get through this chaotic period. So let's go ahead and dive straight in.
Hello, I'm Claire Davis. I'm Managing Director for the GXO Direct for the UK and Ireland in GXO. I'm responsible for the shared user business unit. So we are 32 locations of about 290 customers within my business unit.
Fantastic. Well, pleased to have you on. Thanks so much for being with us. Let's start off with a really big picture question, which is, why is the Golden Quarter such a defining period for retailers? And on top of that, what role do logistics play in determining success?
Okay, yeah, the Golden Quarter is absolutely critical for most of our retailers and customers. The reason being is it's so important from a trading performance perspective. Some of our customers can really access about 50% of their annual turnover and profit really in that Golden Quarter. So it's really crucial. Obviously, elevated volumes, you know, customers really are now being very, very careful about how they spend their hard-earned cash. So, you know, the competition out there is rife. Consumers and online shopping, they can really choose what products, what price, and what service they expect from customers and trading. So, you know, the Golden Quarter is absolutely crucial to many of our customers. It really does give an opportunity for them to showcase all of their products. Obviously, social media now is making it really easy for consumers to be really selective about where they want to buy from. So it really is critical that customers choose their partners wisely as well from a logistics perspective, making sure that they have the best solutions that are enabled to cope with demand and that elevated demand at peak, really. So that's where GXO and GXO Direct come in, really, with a shared user network that can really sort of offer flexible space and enable that really high demand during that kind of Golden Quarter.
Mm-hmm. You said something really interesting there, which I think rings true for probably all of our listeners, and that is that you can make 50% of your money in a year. You can make more than that in some cases within this period. So obviously the logistics side of things is fundamental. It's everything in this time. But what people may therefore be wondering is, how can retailers build logistics operations that truly can scale to match the demand that they see throughout this kind of crazy period without breaking the bank?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, partnering with the right organization that's got the capability is a good starting point. But then planning is absolutely crucial. Knowing what capacity, what stock holding, what throughput and demand you're likely to be expecting. Placement, if you're an omni-channel retailer, where, what stores you want servicing, what products are going to really hit demand. That's really difficult in today's market. Planning is key. And really, since COVID, really, and the pandemic, every peak has been different. Even pay dates falling at Christmas can really vary the difference between Black Friday demand. And retailers are becoming a little bit more aware now that a stable, consistent demand, flattening some of that Black Friday peak, is sometimes easier and better to service. And they can ensure, you know, better service levels than having, you know, one day of really, really, in some instances, 80, 100 times the volume of a normal peak day. So retailers are becoming a lot more cognizant, really, of what demand they want to service and how they want to service it. But working with the right partner, I would say, is absolutely key.
Yeah, and so let's talk about that a bit more then. So for those of our listeners who don't know that much about what GXO offers, maybe you could tell us a bit about why the organization is right up there in the field, and what you have done and what you do for your partners to help them survive through this chaotic period.
I mean, GXO, and certainly GXO Direct being kind of the shared user business unit in the UK and Ireland space, is we offer flexible space. So we can be very agile as far as pay as you grow. So whether you're a foundation brand or an established brand and, you know, large in the market, we can offer very economic, quickly deployed solutions that might even help capacity. So perhaps you've got a DC infrastructure that doesn't enable peak, and you've grown and you've outgrown your current infrastructure. We can offer short-term relief or expanding space. So it can offer capacity alleviating sort of solutions, but we can offer anything through speedy deployment of returns operations, which are just as crucial as the outbound, sometimes overlooked. Rejuvenation, so we can be really that sustainable ESG play that makes sure that we can really service speedy lead times, whether it's outbound and returns, making sure that we've got products quickly back on sale. So if you've got demand against certain lines that are really sort of in demand, we can make sure that we got those returns speedily turned around back into the either a retail space or back online really quickly. And obviously, personalization now is quite in demand from a lot of our customers, whether it's embroidery or engraving, certainly if it's in high value marketplaces like jewellery. So we can offer a really diverse range of services that kind of one-stop shop really for customers that really enable them to be delivering that high tier performance to their customers. So, you know, next day delivery and speedy returns being processed. So yeah, a whole range of assortment of services.
So it sounds like there's a lot of room for the majority of retailers to kind of up their agility, which is obviously fundamental in peak, but actually in today's world, being able to dial in what the business needs at the time is just a fundamental part of being a successful retailer, right?
Absolutely. I mean, forecasting and planning is an all year round essential for customers. Data and insights now help us be a lot more informed. We know what products are likely to move, what coverage of products customers have. We can be a lot more informing. And with obviously generative AI, this enables us to kind of be so much more data and insights based. And that's absolutely critical during that golden quarter. But yeah, essential all year round, really.
Yeah. And you've hit on something else that I was really dying to ask you about. So we speak to so many retailers all the time. And one of the things that gets talked about so much is the discussion around automation transforming logistics, because the dream is that that process is as simple and effective as possible. So is that true, that actually automation is having this fundamental impact on transforming logistics, or is it kind of largely hype? And whichever way you look at this, which areas of fulfillment or warehousing are automation making the biggest difference to?
Okay, yeah, it's a really interesting question, and automation is definitely, automation and tech, I would say, are crucial to any organisation. The elevated cost of employing labour and scarcity of the resource, to be honest. Scaling up at peak is a challenge. And certainly if you're in a sector that requires significant, there's a real investment in bringing on resource at the right time, skilled in the right areas. And, you know, the speed to competency that we work with is critical to delivering a capable workforce. So that's crucial. And that brings in automation and tech. They're having the right systems, even where it's warehouse management systems. They give the data and insights. They can, you know, provide AI. Lots of retailers, though, still can't make that return on investment work for lots of heavy capital investment in big automation systems and solutions. And that's where we come in. We're not just about the big automation, you know, the ASRS, AMRs, you know, robots. that the affordability of those in an expensive labour market, they become more viable, but they still don't work for a lot of our customers. We can offer those systems, first tier solutions on behalf of customers that wouldn't typically have access to that. But it's not all about the big automation. It can be about the small, you know, whether it's ProGlove or Cognex, the really nice handheld terminals that allow our colleagues to operate safely, quickly, efficiently. That's a major, major part of what GXO Direct can offer. We also work with a lot of trusted partners to create more affordable ways. So it's not just about the capital investment now. It can be around how we turn more reliance against operating agreements and operating leases, so you can scale up at peak without having that all year round investment. So that's what GXO and GXO Direct can really provide and provisions through peak operations. So definitely got a place to pay within the market and within peak for sure.
And then another thing, which I think if we're talking about places that are maybe prime for innovation or just some assistance, two of the biggest absolute nightmares of any peak period perhaps are stockouts and overstocks. And so I'm wondering how retailers can improve real-time inventory visibility to basically try and mitigate or avoid those hugely costly mistakes of not ordering enough or ordering way too much.
Yeah, I mean, stockouts, a lot of this is about predicting demand, which is the holy grail and not easy to do. So whether you've got trend analysis of previous years or whether you can forecast demand, that, you know, it's very difficult to do that in the world of social media and viral demand. So that's, it's a tough gig trying to predict what will sell and, you know, what needs additional coverage. So data and insights come back to knowing, predicting what that demand is, whether it's prolonged demand, the lead times around resupply, which isn't easy if you're buying from international marketplaces. So it's a bit of a dark art, if I'm honest. All of our WMS solutions from a stock insights perspective will be able to kind of predict where we're getting kind of low on stock, reorder quantities, you know, what quantities we've provisioned out in retail or what stocks we've got in the warehouse. But capacity planning is really kind of crucial to ensuring that our customers don't stock out at kind of peak demand.
You mentioned returns earlier in the conversation. Another huge headache. Nearly a third of online purchases are returned during peak. So what are the strategies and technologies that retailers should adopt to turn returns from a cost center into a competitive advantage, if that's even possible?
I think there's absolutely an opportunity to have competitive advantage with returns solutions. So planning again within any returns operation is critical. The elevated returns we see coming back sort of January, February time elongate that peak. So whilst you might be into your January sale, it's crucial that you plan with the right solution for reverse, and both reverse into the DC and then the returns operation, and hopefully refurbishment. We're now in a sustainable world, so making sure that you get the maximum and the optimum amount of stock returned to perfect to go back out into, whether it's a retail or online marketplace, is absolutely essential. And we can help with that in GXO Direct. So again, returns operations can either form part of your existing operation and solution, or it can be remote and separate if you're capacity constrained. So again, we operate return solutions for customers remote from their existing DC. And that enables kind of that to be scaled up again at those kind of intense periods of the year. But planning again, really looking to know exactly what you've got. Obviously, accuracy and on-time servicing of the outbound is critical to minimizing returns in the first instance. But again, you know, choosing the right partner, planning, having kind of the right sophisticated sort of intelligent solutions in place are crucial to that whole end-to-end provision of peak service.
And then one of the other challenges that you have already kind of touched on a little bit, but I want to dig into a tiny bit more, is the people side of the logistics over peak. So seasonal hiring, as we know, it's a huge challenge, especially with the kind of labour shortages that retail has seen in recent years. So how should retailers balance temporary hires with protecting and supporting their core workforce?
Yeah, it's absolutely critical. Attraction and attrition are key things to attracting the right labour, so at the right hourly rates, the right environment. So it could be the difference between a hot meal, you know, and catering, good welfare facilities, you know, the right hours, the right shift, the right flexible working. So we put a lot of time and attention to understanding how we resource up. We work with trusted partners as well. So if you're relying on agency and short-term resource, we spend a lot of time working with our partners on how best we attract people, how best we retain them, and making sure that our levels of attrition are positive and manageable, and that we're not cycling through lots of resource that then we can't then get that level of speed of competency and capability up into the operation. So the more effective training we offer, the best onboarding, that can differentiate really between retaining resource and then losing it to the DC next door, where they might be offering sort of, you know, higher rates of pay. So the way that we turn up is really crucial to retention of staff. And like you say, it's a competitive market out there. Pay parity is where we really spend our time looking at the rates of pay and how effective we can be to attracting the right labour and workforce.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, one of the other things that we're constantly talking about is how vital our data is, right? Especially, we've talked a bit about automation and AI already, especially if you're planning on utilising those kind of tools, having the right data in the right place at the right time and knowing that you can trust that data is incredibly important. So from your perspective, how can data from maybe forecasting demand to optimizing labor scheduling, going back to what we were just talking about there, How can it be used to more effectively strengthen the organization and create resilience at peak?
Yeah, I mean, the resilience and the planning that we've talked about a lot in today's conversation, but that projection and forecasting of both trends, historic trends within the data of what happened last peak, what happened with kind of the timeline of last peak, how did Christmas fall, how did New Year fall, where did paydays fall, where did Black Friday growth kind of, you know, how did that feature? So looking back is important, but looking forward is really important. So looking at predictive demand, what lines will sell, what resource is required. So we spend a lot of time looking at our productivities, what happens to the order wells that we kind of expect, what productivities do we anticipate within the operation. All of those things are factored into those resource models and about kind of predicting what resource we need in the right place across the right shifts to enable that order well to be fulfilled, that demand to be kind of achieved. That's absolutely kind of such a major part. And data and insights, data lakes, AI, that knowing what products were, you know, in demand, making sure we don't stock out, making sure we have availability, making sure the operational design in the warehouse is even the right design. So we'll look at those products that we know are super fast moving, that they've got the right placement, the right configuration in the warehouse, that they're, you know, accessible, that our pick rates can be really optimized to make sure that we service those products in the best way. So it's all about data, all about the insights for Daphna.
Mm-hmm. And then if we look at the other side of the coin, so these are all things that we want and expect within our organizations to really get us through this challenging but invigorating period of the year. Let's look at the customer perspective. And so one of the things that we know they really care about is that actually sustainability is being taken into account even during this really high pressure season. So what role do logistics play in helping retailers deliver a greener peak season?
Sure. I mean, sustainability and ESG now has become such a key element of any kind of corporate agenda. And with GSO Direct can really help here. And it's the small things and the big things. The big things are kind of getting the right solution, the right capacity enabled in the right location. So obviously the right centre of gravity for a particular customer demand, be it, so placement of the location, and obviously we've got many locations we can offer. That helps to kind of reduce road miles, the right transport solutions, you know, a shared user transport network that we can provision really helps kind of not having that dedicated level of operation or dedicated fleet, but you can pay as you go and you can have, you know, access to those shared transport models, which again is much more economically friendly. We look at our carbon emissions targets and we're very objective focused around those. So right location, right placement, even to the smaller things like packaging. So how we create, how we recycle packaging, how we kind of, you know, can work smarter within the operations to reduce landfill, you know, make sure that we've got those rejuvenation and those returns models super efficient, really optimized. So we're getting all those products that might have a spot of lipstick on them rejuvenated so we can get those back into the supply chain. All those sorts of things, from ozone cabinets that remove odors from return products. We really need to make sure that the returns, the refurbishment element, kind of put as much product back to stock as we can and really sort of reduce landfill or kind of wasted products. So there's a major role that GXO Direct plays within that sustainable marketplace.
And it sounds from what you're saying, I mean, you raise quite a few different things there that move the needle. And it sounds like that's really what matters. It's these incremental things. It's considering it across your operations in every way that you can and making smarter decisions that really kind of moves the dial in general. Is that kind of right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and this isn't just about the golden quarter. It's not just about peak. It's about all year round partnership. We work with our customers to constantly, continually improve. So the continuous improvement and all of those initiatives, they're relevant all year, next year, the next strategic roadmaps. We work with customers to make sure that we've got constant kind of pipeline of initiatives, and they can be sustainability, kind of economic, they can be right solution. So all of those, reducing CO2 emissions needs to be on all of our agendas all of the time. But again, kind of servicing that golden quarter and peak operations, they need to be really front of mind. The amount of packaging, the amount of recycled waste, that, you know, how we even pack parcels, you know, but at the same time create that amazing gifting experience all year round. Challenges, but we need to be kind of consistently, you know, constantly innovating to give customers best in class ideas really as to how they get their CO2 emissions as effective as they can.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So I've got two more questions that I'd love to squeeze into this conversation, if you don't mind. And the first is perhaps making a bit of a rod for your own back here, but hopefully okay. in a positive way. So what I want to know from you is, obviously peak is, it's far too complex for retailers to manage in isolation. It's a time when the partnerships and collaborations that you have make the world of difference. So how can retailers really make the most of the relationships they have with their partners like GXO? How can people maximize the amount of effort that you put into caring for your clients, you know, make sure that they get every ounce of benefit that they can from working with GXO?
Yeah, okay. It's a great question. It's super fast paced. The actual logistics solutions that we offer are fast paced, they're complex. And what we do is we probably take, you know, we've got so much experience working with so many customers, working across so many sectors. We can really provide that skill, that capability to help guide, to kind of show what's best in class. It's about having the experience and knowledge that we can share with customers, and they might be growing businesses that just can't keep up with their own pace. We can just offer that flexibility, that agility that enable them to have their products in the right marketplaces with customers, the right lead times, right service levels, and at the right price. So that's, I guess, what I think we bring, what our skill is. But it's vital to small to mid-range players, but also the larger organisations that just can have some capacity injected over peak, or have some of that, you know, extra flexibility that enables them to turn up brilliantly in that golden quarter. So I think that's where we bring our skill.
Fantastic. And so final question for you, and it's a big one. If you could give retailers one piece of advice to prepare for the impending peak season, what would that one piece of advice be?
I think it's a great question. Again, I think choosing the right partner is got to be at the core of the main piece of advice. But I think planning ahead, planning for peak and all the scenarios, all the contingencies, planning for the right level of resource, the right capacities, the right solution. That's where the big unlock comes for a successful peak. So removing constraints, thinking about all of the things that you can predict that will be challenging and how you overcome them. I think that would be my one golden nugget that I would give to hopefully the audience listening to the podcast, would be to plan ahead with your partner and try and predict all the eventualities and all the risks that you're going to have to confront, and then how you would mitigate against those risks. So kick over all the rocks that you think that you might have to look for, all the things that, you know, could potentially go wrong. And then I think then you'll safeguard your performance and you deliver the right product placement with your customers, great service levels at the right cost.
Amazing. Well, Claire, thank you so much for your time. It has been a pleasure to speak to you. And to our audience, if you want more insight here, there is a perfect resource for you, which is linked below this podcast. It's our golden guide, which we did create in collaboration with GXO. Loads of insight from the organization to sink your teeth into. Go ahead and download that, and we will make sure that we all have the best peak season we possibly can. Again, Claire, thank you so much.
Thank you.